It's recording.
Excellent. This is interview number 4 on the Cardiff Carnival 25th anniversary project. Interviewer is Steve Fletcher. Interviewee is Catherine McShane. Could you just spell your name for us, please, Catherine?
Yes, it's Catherine, spelt C-A-T-H-R-Y-N, McShane, which is M-C-S-H-A-N-E.
The interview is being recorded on the 7th of October 2014, and the venue is the Swicker office. So, Catherine, could you please tell us the history of your involvement in the Cardiff Carnival?
Okie doke. Well, I started being a participant in 1996, but I actually came across Carnival a couple of years before that. When I'd first moved to Cardiff, I was out with my brother in town, and the carnival literally kind of came across us and sort of started trooping past us. We must have been sort of in the Park Place area, and I can just remember being completely wowed by it. I recognised a kind of couple of people in the parade. A friend, Kimmy, and Meg dancing past with a big kind of, I think it was a big black umbrella she had. And so then we sort of got swept away by it and sort of went up to the museum steps where the sort of finale part of the parade was happening. And I think Benjamin Zephaniah was involved that year. And there was sort of a big sort of anti-drugs type chant going on with "Don't chase the dragon, chase the something," repeated over and over again. But you sort of, it was really high energy. It was sort of obviously, you know, the carnival colours and dancers, and it was just really lively. Really enjoyed sort of being, you know, watching it and being part of the crowd, and was really wowed by it. And didn't think anything of it really until a couple of years later, when I met my then boyfriend Guy, who'd been a participant in the carnival for a few years, and he dragged me along to the mass camp to have a look, see what was going on, and to get me involved. So back then I was just 21. And my eldest son was 3, so we both got involved, and I just really enjoyed it. It was more back then. It was in Cattays Community Centre, and it was much more about the mass camp. That's the part that I really enjoyed. It was the kind of 3 weeks of going every day, socialising, making new friends. Lots of quirky new friends, people like Keith and, Marilyn, Marion, I'm trying to remember back those days. Sort of there was a big group of kids, as well as parents, young people, all sort of getting involved, sort of making things. And back then it was, you couldn't do it now, but everyone was sort of sharing fags and having a drink of lager, etc. In the community centre. Obviously doesn't happen now in mass camp, but that was the sort of what it was like back then, where it was sort of, I don't know, three weeks of almost sort of non-stop socialising and partying and making costumes at the same time. And I also, that's the first time I ever got on stilts as well. Guy persuaded me to have a go, and I never thought I would let go, but he gave me to Kevin, who was then teaching people to do stilts, and who automatically let go and made me go on my own, and it was the scariest thing ever. But it was indoors as well, so that was quite mad. So just tried lots and lots of different things, and my son sort of tried lots of different things as well. Back then I didn't do a lot in the way of adventurous costume making. I can remember Guy making a big Egyptian sort of dog mask thing, whereas Tathan, my son, was a monkey, so just needed minimal tail making, etc. And I was a desert nomad, so again, didn't have, you know, turban, smock, didn't need a lot of work. So it was more about the socializing, having a go at different things. And that year we were doing the singing, because the sections that year were sort of split into sort of desert, sea, I can't remember the other ones, but we were in the desert section where there were some people with kind of incredible Egyptian themed costumes, and then others with sort of simple sort of desert type things or post apocalyptic kind of Mad Max looking kind of costumes as well. But each section had a song that Mohammed had sort of given each section a song. And there was me, Guy, Sally McLennan, who was, I'd first met there, didn't see for years again and, until years later, and we've become good friends now. But and I think there might have been one other person, but it was a small group of us who were doing the singing. But Guy neglected to tell Mohammed, who's the artistic director, that he was actually going to be on stilts. And obviously, myself and Sally were not on stilts. So it became this big logistical problem with regard to the microphone and where we were going to be positioned. So in the end, he managed to work something around on the museum steps, whereby Guy could be right at the side, a few steps below us, and then we were above, so we could still share one microphone. And that year was the year of the car, where Ben and his group had this sort of kind of rust bucket that they were trying to turn into a mobile sound system, and had spent weeks and weeks turning it into this mobile sound system. And our cue for the singing at the end of the parade, when our section lined up on the museum steps, was the car coming across the bottom. And once we saw the car move into place, then we would start singing. And it was this chant started with "In the Shadow of the Dunes." So there we were, waiting and waiting and waiting for a car, which never ended up appearing. And someone in the end, I think, ran up to us and said, just sing, it can't get through, because it was stuck. I think there were some bollards or something in the way, which meant this car was never going to come through and be our cue. But at the end of the night, it did end up being a party, sort of a central sort of feature in town, where we all sort of danced around it at the end in the night time after the parade was finished. But I really enjoyed that year, and sort of that it got me hooked, and I wanted to participate sort of thereon, really. The following year was still Cattay's Community Centre, and that is still, you know, I still see Cattay's Community Centre as being where kind of carnival is or was, or, you know, it's still sort of that the place. If I think carnival, I think Cattay's Community Centre. And that was the Five Senses year, where there was lots of the sixth sense was added, and that included lots of aliens. So all the little boys wanted to be sort of alien things. And I can remember David, one of the boys, crossing the food, well, in the food section, they had cupcakes and big cupcake skirts. And David decided he wanted to be an alien jumping out of a cupcake. So he had made this elaborate costume. So that was the first year I started actually sort of making sort of any serious costumes. And that I was doing an alien for my little boy. And I was with a dance group, and we were Red Hot Chili Peppers. So I'd made these kind of tapered red dresses with kind of, and we were printing them ourselves with kind of pepper designs, and I was in a group with June Campbell Davis, and we for that year, and I had a couple of years off then because of having babies, and came back into it in 2000. And we'd moved then. Cattay's Community Centre was no more, so that was a bit sad. But we were at Chapter here. And that was the first year that Fred was in it. So Fred was, he's my second son, and Fred was 2, I think. Yeah, must have been 2. And that's sort of those, the years following, I was always kind of in sections with the children rather than in a dance section, but always trying to sort of do something a little bit different and do my own thing as well as herding children or herding cats. And so that was, we first year was the shaman section, and so we did a big elaborate dressing up of a pushchair for Fred, and we sort of were all purple and white with feathers and things. And that year started down the bay as well, if I remember rightly, instead, because we started in Mount Stuart Primary School, so it was a sort of different route as well. Again, a year after, we were back here in Chapter, and it was a low budget year, I'd say, where everything was made out of withies and sticky back plastic that must have got a job lot from somewhere. And it was Ben and Jude then who were kind of helping the kids sort of create their own creations. And we were in the Rites of Spring section, and Tathan wanted to be a dragon and Fred wanted to be a sheep. So I was then tasked with helping them create these animals, which were then paraded. And I decided I'd be a massive daisy. I don't know why, but I made a kind of a winged jobby from based on a daisy flower. And again, the following year, there was the rat races. They were making cars again out of sort of sticky back plastic, and each sort of individualising their own cars to race each other. I made this dress out of car parts, so I had sort of a headlights bra, that kind of thing, and a steering wheel type headpiece and various things. I had these big flags, and was trying to control lots of little boys in cars who had been told they were rat racers and wanted to race. So, but in a parade, then trying to hold them back and without them running away, it was sort of like a lot of juggling with kids and sort of but always good fun. And I had a similar problem the following year, because I was with a group of kids being aeroplanes, who again wanted to fly all over the place, so needing to be controlled. But I'd done a dress that was sort of on the theme of a runway, with a headpiece that was like an aircraft control tower. So I was, and again, trying to control lots of children. One of which was Caroline's daughter, who in the lineup informed me, I think I might be allergic to face paint. So I started scratching. So quickly having to sort of rush her to the bathroom and kind of wash everything off. So yeah, a bit of a panic there. But again, so for I think then that was for a sort of few years I was sort of in children's sections. Until 2005, when it was the Blue Devils year, when Spooky and Catcher came over from Trinidad, and myself and Fred was sort of 7 by then, went to every single workshop because we loved it. We just thought it was fantastic, the whole sort of, well, Spooky and his kind of menacing presence and the whole dance. We just loved it, and we went to every single one because we thought we would, you know, we were really taken by the kind of Blue Devils concept. And I think that was probably one of my favourite parades, despite pouring rain. Because obviously the costume involved very little clothing, but being head to toe in blue body paint, with some horns, a tail maybe, a pitchfork. Did we have wings? We must have had wings. We must have had some blue wings as well. But mostly it was being painted head to foot in blue. That's the costume. And of course that year it poured with rain. It was chucking it down, and I can remember going through the bay, because the parade went through the bay that year, and it pouring with rain, with the body paint running off us, because we were going from blue to green, and then Swicker volunteers kind of running up with big buckets of body paint so we could splash it over us again and sort of kind of keep touching up. But it was like running off us, and it was, the street was running with like blue water. It was really good fun, kind of, because it was the first year really of trying to, previously I think in the parades we'd been sort of entertaining people, but with the Blue Devils you're actually trying to scare people and shock and surprise. And so it was a really different way to play carnival. So it was kind of jumping at people, kind of being menacing, kind of making babies cry. it was a really different sort of style of carnival from what we'd been sort of doing in the years leading up to that. So it was really good fun. And plus, I think that year it was the first year I met Kath Leggett, and we were Blue Devils together, and we were being very naughty, and we did have a little bit of a drink to keep out the cold before we started, which helped in keeping us going, and we just had such a ball that year, kind of running around and causing trouble in the rain. And Fred, love him, he really enjoyed it that year as well, because, you know, how can you go wrong? Kind of little boys with pitchforks, you know, they had a great time. The following year, I made a bit of a mistake costume-wise. I'd been asked whether myself and the boys wanted to be in a big Chinese dragon costume, which was in separate sections but joined together. And I found that one really restricting, because I've always liked sort of playing, dancing with the crowd and sort of, yeah, just doing my own thing. Whereas that year I just felt a bit tied in and a bit, yeah, very restricted in my movement. So I kind of decided at that point that I'd never do a massive costume again. My eldest son Tathan started doing steel pans that year as well, and he carried on doing that for a few years with Rocco, until he kind of got to the sort of teenage age where he didn't want to dress up anymore. He was I think the last parade he did was I think it was in 2007, and as soon as the parade finished, he whipped off his costume, threw it at me, and sort of like ran off to join the big weekend with his friends, you know. So and I thought, yeah, I don't think he's going to be doing it again until he's kind of grown out of that and comes back as a grown-up. But the following year after that was the first year that Aelid, my youngest son, was involved, because Aelid was born in 2005, so he was a spectator in the crowd 2005, 2006, and then 2007 he joined for the first time, and he and myself were dancing diseases, and it was the theme was linked to the 200th anniversary of the abolition of slavery, so that we represented the disease that sort of had wiped out so many people. Fred was in a different section as a bloodhound with Bud. They joined up together, and they were bloodhounds, again, being menacing and naughty in the crowd. So, you know, suits both them. But Aelid did love him. He did the whole thing on foot, no pushchair this time. It was just him on foot, and apart from a little bit of carrying now and again. But he was hooked from the off, and he's never missed a carnival since. So from that year, he's been in it every year. Because the year after that was the first dragon section within the carnival, which became a recurring theme. And myself and Aelid were dragons, and I can remember making so many dragon masks. It was a bit of a production line that year because it was quite a big section, but there were quite a few first-time participants who didn't really know what they were doing. So I ended up sort of, with Caroline, making sort of 10 headpieces in a row for various people. So I made a lot of dragon headpieces that year. And then the following year was the year that everyone was a dragon, that it was the Here Be Dragons Carnival. But that year I was in what was the sort of start of what's now Carnival Crew. So we had our own dragon section, but Aelid wasn't part of that group. So it meant that I had to ask my husband, Rickson, to be part of the carnival, to be with Aelid, because Aelid really, really wanted to join in and be involved, but couldn't do it on his own. And so, by default, Rickson had to be in it. But he wasn't interested in making costumes or anything like that. So I had to make all the costumes, and he just turned up on the day. But really, really enjoyed himself once he did it, and he's done it every year since. But on the stipulation that I make him a costume, and the costume has to make him anonymous. So either some sort of mask or headpiece that sort of hides his identity, and once he's hidden, he's quite happy to kind of play a role and be a full part of the carnival. So, all dragons. But from my participation then in that initial dragon carnival group, I got asked and invited to join Samba Galese's dance group. So from that year onwards, I've always been part of the Samba Galese dance group, which is great. But it's sort of more choreographed compared to what I was doing before. I always danced in the carnival, but not in a choreographed way, whereas now I'm in a group where it's structured and choreographed. Quite high energy. We've done lots of parades in the rain since then, which sometimes is welcome to us, because we've got really hot and bothered dancing, and then we can cool off in the rain. I've also started making bigger and bigger costumes every year, because as Aelid has grown up, he's become more and more demanding and more creative in his thinking with regards to what he'd like to be. For years, he talks about being a turtle. So the first year that there was a anything goes theme, I said, all right, then you can be a turtle. But I hadn't a clue where to start with making a turtle. But luckily, again, I'd met people at Carnival Camp who, there was Jude, who does a lot of basket weaving, who helped me with the shell for the turtle, and also Ray, who helped me with actually sort of making a frame and a backpack for Aelid. So that was the first massive costume that I made. And then every year since then, Aelid has got bigger and better ideas of what he wants to be. So the following year, it was a rain cloud. And then last year was a massive, this year rather, was a massive backpack of, he wanted sort of almost like a totem pole of African masks, as you do. So, and he'd researched it, found the types of masks he'd wanted on the internet. So again, it was this big challenge to try and sort of match Aelid's vision and what I could make in the 3 weeks available with the resources available, and we I think did a pretty good job, but I'm dreading what he comes up with next year, because it's just gonna be, oh no, what next, you know. So my involvement has changed quite a bit in over the years in terms of sort of emphasis, I suppose. I think I started off, it was more of a go along for a social, and I had no experience of making anything at all, really. And in the first years, I didn't really make much, or I followed other people's instructions. If someone told me to, you know, print this there, then I did that, or, you know, stick this there. I just, you know, followed orders, as it were. Whereas now, do a lot more of my own sort of design and making work, with a bit of support from those who know what'll fall over and what won't fall over, or what materials I should be using and what I shouldn't. But otherwise, I, you know, a lot of the making I do myself, and sort of the bigger and better. Also, in terms, obviously, I started off with singing, did a little bit of dance, then was mostly in kids sections, whereas now I'm back to sort of what I wanted to do originally, which was dance, but then sort of the making for the rest of the family, to so that they can participate as well. So yeah, it's changed over the years, but I'd thoroughly recommend it. It's the high point of the summer every year.
Kath McShane, with an impressive 17 Cardiff Carnivals under your belt, I wish to formally declare for posterity you are indeed a Cardiff Carnival hero. Thank you very much.
Thank you.